The reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 32, Text Number 23. Repeat. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yogaha Prayojitaha Janayadyashya Vairagyam Jnanam Yad Brahma Darshanam Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yogaha Prayojitaha Janayatyashu Vairagyam Jnanam Yad Brahma Darshanam. Translation and performed by Srila Prabhupada ki. Engagement in Krishna consciousness and application of devotional service unto Krishna make it possible to advance in knowledge and detachment, as well as in self-realization. It is said by less intelligent men that bhakti yoga or devotional service is meant for persons who are not advanced in transcendental knowledge and renunciation. But the fact is that if one engages in devotional service of the Lord in full Krishna consciousness, he does not have to attempt separately to practice detachment or to wait for an awakening of transcendental knowledge. It is said that one who engages unflinchingly in devotional service of the Lord actually has all the good qualities of the demigods developed in him automatically. One cannot discover how such good qualities develop in the body of a devotee, but actually it happens, happening in you right now. There is one instance where a hunter was taking pleasure in killing animals, you know him. But after becoming a devotee, he was not prepared to kill even an ant. Such is the quality of a devotee. Those who are very eager to advance in transcendental knowledge can engage themselves in pure devotional service without wasting time in mental speculation. For arriving at positive conclusion of knowledge in the Absolute Truth, the word Brahma Darshanam is significant in this verse. Brahma Darshanam means to realize or to understand the transcendence. One who engages in devotion, in service of Vasudeva, can actually realize what Brahman is. If Brahman is impersonal, then there is no question of darshanam, which means seeing face to face. Darshanam refers to seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. Unless the seer and the seen are the persons, there is no darshan. Darshan ki? Right on time. Brahma Darshanam means that as soon as one sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he can at once realize what impersonal Brahman is. A devotee does not need to make separate investigation to understand the nature of the Brahman. Bhagavad Gita also confirms this. Brahma bhutaya bhuyaya kalpate. A devotee at once becomes self-realized soul in the Absolute Truth. Vasudeve bhagavati bhakti yogaha prayojitaha janayatyashu vairagyam jnanam yad brahma darshanam. Kind of remember another verse which is very similar. Not the same, but similar. Three parts are similar. One last part is Yad ahitukam. That is from first canto. Here is Brahma Darshanam. Engagement in Krishna consciousness and application of devotional service unto Krishna make it possible to advance in knowledge and detachment as well as in self-realization. Entanglement in fruitive activities is the topic, the theme of this presentation, not just my presentation. Kapil Muni is making presentation. Kapil Dev is making this presentation. In fact, at the he's talking about Grahamedhin. Kamam artham cha dharman swan dogdhi bhuya pipartitan. Chapter begins, presentation begins talking about Grahamedhin. The grihastha ashram is, Prabhupada is pointing out in the purport. The grihastha ashram and the bhaktas, Krishna conscious, bhakti yogis, but then there are others. So they practice kama, artha, dharma. They are kama mudha. The next verse, Kapil Dev describes them as kama mudha. The mudhas absorbed in calm, of varieties of calm, desires, lust. What is it? Arjun had to ask, what is it, you know? Anichanapi varshnaya baladiva niyojita. Sometimes I'm not interested. I know this is not to be done, this activity, but it appears that someone is pushing me, pulling me, dragging me right in the middle of that activity. Anichanapi. Anichan. I don't have ichha. I know it is not to be done, but I end up performing that act. What is it? Atakena prayuktoyam. Who is that party? Who is that personality? What is that force? This was inquiry made by Arjun, and in response to that, what does Krishna say? Kaam, kamaisha, krodhaisha, rajoguna, samudbhavaha. So that kaam is mentioned here, and those kamis are mentioned, described here as kama mudhas. Kama mudhas, and they are also further introduced as paranmukhaha. Paranmukha, having face turned away from the Lord. Instead of facing the Lord, that is sanmukha, sanmukh, face to face, that is Brahma Darshanam also. Brahma Darshanam mentioned here. So instead of taking that darshan face to face, paranmukha, they turn around. Their back is towards the Lord and face is towards something else. What that something else is dharma, artha, kama. And maybe they go up to moksha. Yajate kratur devan pitrinscha shraddhayan vitaha. Very faithfully, of course. They perform activities like performance of yajnas, worship of demigods, worshipping forefathers, etc. Excuse me. And this way, this is a little introduction, and this way, this is not the whole way, we did not say everything, but this is a little sampling of how the living entities are entangled in fruitive activities, and we call them, in our ISKCON language, we call them karmis, karmis of... Every now and then, they are karmi. It's fruitive, engaged in kama mudhas, paran mukha, or the fruitive workers. Kapil Dev, of course, is trying to establish Bhagavad Dharma and Bhakti as the ultimate reality. Avai Pumsam, paro dharmo yato bhaktir adhokshaje. Bhakti talked here is Vasudeve Bhagavati. Vasudeve Bhagavati, meaning the same thing. In Vasudeve Bhagavati bhakti yoga prayojitaha. Bhakti performed. Whose bhakti? Bhakti of Vasudeva, or bhakti unto Vasudev, who is also Bhagavan. Vasudeve Bhagavati. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Then what happens? Bhagavati Uttama Sloke, Bhakti Rabhavati Naishthiki. So Kapil Dev, to get all those karmis and then the list there, all those gyanis and all those yogis, get them out of the entanglement, this presentation is there. Trying to establish bhakti as the ultimate. And the result of bhakti is Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha. As one performs, bhakti has to be performed. Bhakti of Bhagavan. Srila Prabhupada said, there's nothing like bhakti of Ganesh Bhakti or Durga Bhakti. That's not a bhakti. Or that is certainly bhukti, not bhakti. Bhakti is that of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it is not left up to us, oh, bhakti yoga prayojitaha, but bhakti, whose bhakti? Vasudev. And who is Vasudev? He is Bhagavati, Supreme Personality of Godhead. This Bhagavati is different. Sometimes earlier one, oh, this is Devi Bhagavati. there's also Devi Bhagavat and Bhagavati. What is the difference between this Bhagavati and that Bhagavati? This is Rasva here, Bhagavati, and that Bhagavati would be Bhagavati, Devi. This is short, that one is long, if you take note of this. This is Bhagavati, and that is Bhagavati. You see the difference? And of course, this is Saptami form, this is unto Bhagavati, and that is just Prathama, Vibhakti, Bhagavati. So this has nothing to do with that Bhagavati. This is only Bhagavati. This is Vasudeve Bhagavati. So bhakti means Vasudeve Bhagavati. So those who perform this bhakti yoga, and Srila Prabhupada, I say this from time to time, a small thing, that Srila Prabhupada doesn't translate bhakti as a devotion, but he translates bhakti as devotional service. Some people may, I have lots of devotion, So that could be only some emotions or... that devotion could be just emotions, but devotional service, when you translate your emotions into action, that is bhakti yoga, not just sitting around and, I have lots of devotion. Show your devotion, and that is bhakti. So the gyanis mentioned here, they may be claiming, I have lots of devotion, you know, but this is bhakti yoga. So, but those who perform bhakti yoga, that is the topic here, janayati, this bhakti yoga produces the production of something. Something takes birth as one performs bhakti. What is that production? And says janayati ashu, janayatyashu. Quickly, it doesn't take much time. Janayatyashu vairagyam jnanam. The two things are byproduct of the bhakti. Those who perform bhakti, then there will be jnanam and there will be vairagyam. Ending in what? Brahma darshanam. They will perform bhakti yoga and it is very clear whose bhakti is not left up to us. You don't have to speculate. Whose bhakti? Manmana bhavamad bhakta madhyazi imam namaskuru. Every time, Lord, what does he say? Manmana. Remember? He doesn't only say remember. Okay, remember. He says, remember me. Then he goes to, become devotee. Then again he says, manmana, mad bhakta. Okay, now time for offering obeisances. Unto whom do you offer obeisances? Mam namaskuru, he says. Okay, now time for worshipping. Madhyaji. Four times Lord talks. Worship me. Of obeisances unto me, remember me, become my devotee. So like that, leaving no room for any speculation. You don't have to fill in the blanks or imagine, I become this person's devotee or or worship him or offer him obeisance. Every time, four times. He's asking us to do four activities and he's every time, madbhakta, manmana, madhyati, mam namaskur. So like that, Vasudeve Bhagavati. So as one performs that bhakti, the result of that bhakti is, one result, one byproduct, is janayati ashu vairagyam jnanam. And with that jnana, vairagya and bhakti, yad brahma darshanam. So bhakti, jnana and vairagya are all of them are mentioned here. We'll turn a little bit to Padma Puran, which is by Srila Vyasadeva, wherein he talks about this bhakti and talks about jnana and vairagya. One time, bhakti was standing, bhakti devi is a person. Bhakti is a person. The Ganga is a person, Jamuna is a person, Saraswati is a person. Even Dham is a person. So this bhakti devi, Padmanjali, with folded hands, standing before the Lord and inquiring, Tvaya prashtam kim karomi? Kim karomi? What could I do, my dear Lord, for you? Bhakti Devi is inquiring. And ekada, so once upon a time, this meeting took place, inquiry was made. And Lord said, Vam tada gyapayat Krishna madbhaktan poshayati cha. Madbhaktan, my devotees, you nourish my devotees. You give nourishment to my devotees. This is an assignment given by the Lord to Bhakti Devi. Angi Kritva, and you see immediately, yes, sir. Yes, Krishna. Tathasto. I will do so. If that is your wish, I will follow that. Execute your will. Then Lord Prasanna Abhut Haristada. So Lord was very much pleased with Bhakti Devi, and Lord said, Muktim dasim dado tubhyam. I want to offer this mukti as your dasi. Mukti will be your dasi. This jnanam mentioned here, those who are jnani, they go for becoming muktas. But those who are bhaktas, they're already muktas. Because mukti is just a dasi, made servant of bhakti. Understand the relationship between bhakti and mukti. If you have achieved bhakti, if bhakti is nourishing you, then Lord has said, Muktim dasi dado tubhyam. You may have this mukti as your maid servant. Jnana vairagya kamimo. And you also, you may have this jnana and vairagya as your two sons. Jnana and Vairagya are sons of Bhakti Devi, and his mukti is made servant of Bhakti Devi. Good news, good to know. Kalina sadrasha kopi yugo nasti varanane. This is Narad Muni speaking. He says, the age like Kali Yuga, there is no age like Kali Yuga. He's glorifying this age. Very special, very special. There are challenges, but there are lots of opportunities. He says, Tasmin tvam sthapayishyami gehe gehe jane jane. I will establish you in every home. Gehe gehe, not only gehe gehe, jane jane. In every person's heart, and in every person's home, I will establish you. Narad Muni talking. He's not going to do all that by himself. He'll be empowering other acharyas and great devotees. It'll be a team effort of sthapayishyami. And what is the strategy? It says, anyat, listen to this, probably it's familiar to you. Anya dharman tiraskritya puraskritya mahotsavan. It sounds like sarva-dharman parityaja. Sounds like sarva-dharman parityaja. Listen to this again. Anya-dharman tiraskritya. You hate them. You kick them out. Anya-dharman. other dharmas, tiraskritya, puraskritya, and then you go for, you accept, you reject something, and then you accept what? Puraskritya mahotsavan, hold festivals. The strategy is through the festivals, Krishna-centered festival, Jagannath-centered festival, Radhastami festival, this festival, that festival, Krishna conscious festival, Hare Krishna festival. This is how I became devotee. I'm kind of convinced. Srila Prabhupada has taken this strategy very seriously. You reject all the dharmas, anya dharma, puraskritya mahotsavan, as if the mahotsav, utsav, where there is utsav, there is uddhav also. Uddhav, utsav. Utsav also makes you full of utsaha. Utsahat, nishchayat, that utsaha. You become utsaha, you become very enthusiastic when there is a festival, right? Is that your experience also? When festival is finished, then you are down. But while there is a festival going on, people run to the festival. Hari bol, devotees come, Rath Yatra festival in New York, devotees come out of the woods, they just come from nowhere, they come. Very enthusiastic, and they are all, mahotsavan, puraskritya mahotsavan. Apinopi gamishyanti nirbhayam Krishna mandiram. And those who come to these festivals, Krishna-centered festivals, he says, papinah api gamishyanti nirbhayam Krishna mandiram. Even if they are very sinful, as they come to Mahotsav, they come to the festival. What is festival? Nacho gao khao. Srila Prabhupada used to say, festival or even Krishna consciousness is nacho gao khao. Nacho, dance, gao, dance, sing, and khao, take prasad. Who would not be happy? This is the spirit of the festival. And then nirbhayam Krishna mandiram, they will become nirbhay. They will go to Brahma darshanam or Krishna mandiram. They will go to Krishna mandir. And what will they have there? Brahma darshanam, Krishna Balram darshanam they will have. So this Bhakti Devi that we just heard about, she was born in South India, in Dravid Desh. South India was known as Pancha Dravida one time, and North India is Pancha Gauda. Pancha Gauda, five provinces of North Pancha Gauda and five divisions of South India were known as Pancha Dravida. So, Utpanna Dravide, Bhakti Devi took birth in Dravid, or Tamil Nadu side. Then what happened? Vraddhim Karnatake. In Karnataka, Tamil Nadu born in Tamil Nadu. In Karnataka, she kind of flourished. She grew up. Pachin Pachit Maharashtra. Tai Maharashtra. In Maharashtra, she further grew up, flourished. But then, Gurjare Jirnatam Gataha, as she came to Gurjar Desh, that is Gujarat, she became very weak. A lot of business goes on there. As soon as two Gujaratis get together, what do they talk about? Business. It's no one like that. When two Punjabis get together, they have something. Two Bengalis get together, they have a little fight. Gujarati is there. So, Gurjare Jirnatam Gata. But in Gujarat, she become Jirna, Shirna. Not only her, but Gyan and Vairagi also. Her two sons also became very weak, exhausted, and taking last breath. Then what happened? Vrindavanam. Then she came herself along with the two sons. And in Vrindavanam punaha prapya navineva surupini. Again she became surupini. She got revived. Bhakti got revived in Vrindavan. But Gyan and Vairagya, that did not make much difference to them. This land of Bhakti, Vrindavanam bhakti nrityati yatra cha. Vrindavan is that place where bhakti, what does she do? She is always dancing. Bhakti is dancing. Bhakti is very, very happy in land of Sri Krishna. But these two Prabhus, Jnana and Vairagya, they were in trouble. And this mother was very much, you know, worried and concerned, of course. The sons are seriously sick, ready for ICU, intense care unit. So then she notices that Bho Bho Sadhu, Narad Muni was passing. Narad Muni was visiting Vrindavan. She noticed, here is Narad. And then she explained the whole thing. No, please help, please help. And he tried different things, but nothing was working out. He recited Vedas, Puranas, Vedanta Sutra, this Shastra, that mantra. Nothing was working out. And then he hears the voice, you go visiting places of pilgrimage, and then you will come across, you will meet some great sages. They will tell you the prescription for these two sons, Jnana and Vairagya. So Narad Muni was traveling and traveling and traveling, and he goes to Badrikashram, and he meets four Kumaras there, and explains the whole thing, what is his mission, that he's traveling around looking for someone, you know, someone could give some solution to the problem of this Bhakti Devi's. Her sons are in very serious condition. I tried different things, but nothing is working out. And then four Kumaras said, no problem. No problem. She should listen to Bhagavatam. Not only her, but two sons also. So who would be the speaker? He said, we could speak. Who will be the speakers? So where would Katha take place? On the banks of Ganga in Haridwar. Then they travel, four Kumaras travel from Badrikashram to Haridwar. And Bhakti Devi travels, taking her sons in ambulance. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Now class is starting. So they started their recitation of Bhagavatam, and there's who were all attending. There's a long big description. And then they are talking of Bhagavat Mahatmya and the greatness of Bhagavatam. And then they recite Bhagavatam and Gyan Vairagya and Bhakti Devi, Narad Muni. You name the person, all Rajarshis, Maharshis and Devarshis, they're all there. All the seven rivers, all the scriptures had come. Scriptures took different form, personification of Vedas. And Upanishad they become persons, and different holy tirthas are becoming persons, and they all are attending this Bhagavat by four Kumaras recitation. And so towards the end of this Bhagavat recitation, the Lord appeared also. Prahlad Maharaj, Sukhdev Goswami was there. It's a very, very extraordinary Bhagavat Katha. And there was a roaring kirtan at the end of this recitation, Bhagavata, for 7 days. And Prahlad Maharaj was playing kartal, and Indra was playing drum. And Shukadeva Goswami was, Bhav Bhangi is mentioned. He was adding some flavor, bhav, the whole. And Brahma, Shiva, they're all. Right. And in that kirtan, Bhakti Devi was dancing along with Jnana and Vairagya. When they were brought in, they were on the stretcher, they call it. You know, they needed some help, even to sit up, you know. But by the end of the recitation of Bhagavatam, they were completely cured. completely became normal as they were fed this Bhagavat Amrit, as they performed this bhakti yoga of what? Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnaho or Krishnasya, Smaranam. As a result, they got revived. They were also nourished. They all started chanting and dancing in ecstasy. Bhakti Devi, Gyan, Vairagya. So this is one instance. Well, it's a very major one. We heard Bhakti Yoga Prayojitaha Dhyan Janayati Ashu Vairagyam Jnanam Chayadahitukam. They were kind of lost. Jnana and Vairagya were lost, gone cases. But by performance of Bhakti Yoga, Jnana and Vairagya, they became very normal. Assisting mother, Bhakti. Jnana was assisting. And Vairagya was assisting. But that proves the point made here by Kapil Muni, by performance of Bhakti Yoga, Janayati Ashu Vairagyam, Jnanam Chayadahitukam. This Jnana is one to merge with Brahman, Jnana is get into Aham Brahmasmi, as a Jnana. But is that a complete Jnana? Just a jnana Brahman. What does Bhagavatam say? Vadanti tat tatva vidas tatvam yaj jnanam advayam. Vadanti tatva vidas. Those who are tatva vida, those who are knowers of the tatva, vadanti, they talk. First of all, they say that the advay, there's a list following. There are a few items now coming up. And they are not to be separated. They are one entity. Advay, the complete jnana, is when one understands Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, Shabdyate. If someone only knows Brahman, well, he knows something, but does he know everything? So he is not tatva-vitta, tatva-vit. Janma karma chame divyam evam yo vetti tatvataha. One who knows me tatvataha, he also knows my birth, Janmashtami is coming up, and my activities, my leela, he is a tatvataha. Adyan tatva deham punar janma na iti. Such person, when he gives up his body, no more birth for him, what happens? Maam iti. Punar janma na eti. Eti means go, or to go, or to achieve, attain. Punar janma na eti, maam eti. He doesn't attain punar janma, instead he attains me, Krishna. But that is tattva vetta, full knowledge. So by this definition, that tattva vidas advayam yajjnanam advayam, three together, they cannot be separated. So to know Brahman only is just an incomplete knowledge. Not that is not knowledge, that is jnanam, but that's a partial knowledge. There's more to know. Dharma projita kaita votra nirma saranam satam. That is why in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the very beginning, there's a mention. Projita kaitava utra nirmasaranam satam. The kaitava dharma is kept out of this Bhagavatam. There's no room for kaitava dharma in Bhagavatam. What is kaitava dharma? Is karma, jnana, the yoga, and related aspects. Is kaitava dharma. And not only this verse is ujjita, but it is stressed by saying projita, pravujita. And in the commentary, or the original commentator, Sridhar Maharaj says, pra refers to specially the impersonalism is kicked out of Bhagavatam. amongst other aspects of Kaitav Dharma, by saying pra-ujjita, not only ujjita, Prabhupada is kicked out. He's kicked out. With my boot, kicked out. What is kicked out? This jnanam of the jnanis. They want to merge in Brahman, aham brahmasmi. This is projjita kaita gotra. As Sukadeva, Srila Vyasadeva, he has done lots of compilation of scriptures, Vedas, Puranas, and others, except one. He hasn't compiled one scripture yet, Bhagavatam. So prior to Bhagavatam, he has compiled all these scriptures. But is he happy with what he has done? Is there job satisfaction? Is the term used, job satisfaction. Oh, how is your job? Job satisfaction is very important. People do job but are not satisfied. So Srila Vyasadeva has done a lot of job but is not satisfied. Look at his face. When Narad Muni arrived, you could see despondent. You are Muni, you are not Grihastha. Maybe Grihastha has some trouble. Demands of this, that, whatever. But you are not. What happened? Then he says, you tell me. Take all these scriptures, okay? All this is my work. You do the review now, book review. And you tell me what has gone wrong. And as Narad Muni goes through Vedas, Puranas, and this and that, I say, yes, 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 I know what has gone wrong. And he says, what is it? Yatha dharma artha adayasya munina. You have stressed so much this dharma artha kam vasudevasya mahimahi na anu varanitaha. So much stress on this dharma artha kama moksha. But where is Vasudeva Mahima? On all the work that you have compiled thus far, there is Vasudeva Mahima is missing. The glories of the Lord are missing. So the glories of Bhagavatam is establishing Bhagavad Dharma, establishing Bhakti Yoga is the topmost thing. Other Shastras are talking about some karma, some jnana, some yoga. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. In here, please listen to this. First three items, dharma, artha, kama. This is part of karma. This is karma, jnana, yoga. So dharma, artha, kama. These three items are part of kama, the karma. Karmis or fruity workers. The moksha is what? This is jnana. Karmis and jnanis. Throughout the shastras or scriptures, there is some this karma, jnana, yoga, bhakti yoga, this kind of a theme that gets repeated. This kind of a refrain in the song that we sing. Some lines get repeated. Vande Guru Sri Charana Arvindam. You say this, you say that. Chaturvida Sri Bhagavat Prasada Vande Guru Sri Charana Arvindam. Sri Radhika Madhava Yorapara Vande Guru Sri Charana Arvindam. Sakshadhari Tvena Samastha Shastray Vande Guru Sri Charana Arvindam. Sri Charana Arvindam is refrain. So there are some items in the Shastras, they get repeated over again and again. This and that is said, and again you come back to refrain, and then something this and that, and then you come back to the refrain. So this karma, this jnana talks, yoga, bhakti yoga, this bunch of these items, they kind of, they are repeated over again and again, here and there. So dharma, artha, kama, this is karma, moksha is jnana. And what is missing here? They always stress this as purusharthas. What is missing here? Bhakti is missing here. So that bhakti has been added by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying, Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prema Pumartho Mahan. Srimad Bhagavatam is supreme authority because it is Amala Puran. Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. Because it is Amal. And what is the goal of Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Dharma? Prema Pamartho Mahan. Prem, bhakti, prem is Pancham Purushartha. So these four of them, famous ones, they talk only of karma and jnana. Bhakti is missing, prem is missing, and that is added by Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as he was talking to Sanatana Goswami, that famous statement also, Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami Sakale Ashan Krishna Bhakta Nishkam Atahi Vashan. So look at this statement. Bhukti. Who does bhukti? Karmis do bhukti. Bhukti Mukti. Who does mukti? Jnanis do mukti. Bhukti Mukti Siddhi. Yogis do bhukti mukti siddhi. Sakale Ashan. With each one of them, kaam is attached. But Krishna Bhakta Nishkam Atai Vashant. But Krishna Bhakta is Nishkam, and hence he is very, very peaceful. There's another, just something came to my mind. Other day I was reading a purport, I don't remember where. At the end of the purport, Prabhupada said, in the verse there's a talk of Lord being Vatsa, Bhakta Vatsa. So Srila Prabhupada points out, Lord is only glorified as Bhakta Vatsal. Jnani Vatsal? Karmi Vatsal? Nowhere in the Shastra you will find the term Vatsal. Is only Bhakta Vatsal, not Jnani Vatsal, not Karmi Vatsal, not Vairagi Vatsal. He is only Bhakta Vatsal. Then this Nadhanam Najanam Nasundarim Kavitam Vajam, that verse. The first line, what is it talking about? Nadhanam najanam nasundarim kavita. I don't want this. Means what? What does he not want? Bhukti. This is all bhukti. Dhanam janam sundarim. I don't want bhukti. Means I don't want to be karmi. I don't want fruitive results. Yes? He took note of that? The whole line, four items mentioned. This is all. No karma. I want to become free from karma. I don't want to be karmi. Then, the next line, what does it say? Mama janmani janmani shware. What is this about? Mukti. I don't want bhukti. I don't want to be kami. And I don't want to be jnani. Is that clear? Mama janmani janmani shware. I don't mind taking birth again and again. I'm not asking for liberation. Let me take birth. Birth after birth after birth. But one thing I demand, I appeal. And what is that? Bhaktir ahaituki tvai. So that verse also is talking about three items. Talks of karmi, jnani. I don't want to be karmi. I don't want to be jnani. I want to be bhakta. Give me bhakti. What is the definition of bhakti also? When Rupa Goswami was talking, what is the definition of bhakti? Jnana karma adi anavratam. Not just any and every item is mentioned. Specifically, jnana and karma is mentioned. Jnana karma adi anavratam. Bhakti. Beyond, transcending karma concept. Transcending jnana concept. Jnana karma adhyanavratam anukullena krishnanusilanam bhaktir uttama. Vedas also have sections called, what are those sections? Jnana karn section, karma karn section. So this is what is happening here. That is why Krishna had to say, traigunya vishaya veda naistraigunya bhavarjuna. Wake up, Krishna says. So he's talking about Vedas. That Vedas are, what are the Vedas? Traigunya Vishaya Veda. Traigunya Vishaya. Three gunas are in there, those Vedas. Traigunya Vishaya Veda. But you become Naistraigunya. Means you become free from this mukti, bhukti, siddhi, kami. You become Krishna Bhakta, and that is becoming Traigunya Vishaya. Naistraigunya Bhava Arjuna. So there also, in Vedas also, there are Karma Kand section, Gyan Kand section, and these are entanglements and these are very dangerous items. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to give warning. What is the warning? Mayavad bhasha sunile hoila sarvanash. I boldly declare. Listen to this announcement. Mayavad bhasha sunile hoila sarvanash. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He has come to establish dharma samsthapanarthaya, establish dharma. He says, hey, don't listen to this mayavad, which is gyan again, just the gyan, only gyan, not paramatma gyan, not bhagavan gyan, just the brahman gyan, which is incomplete. So they are proud, these gyanis who study Vedas and Vedantas, and we are very special people, you know. You go to Banaras and they say, Kaupina Banta Khalu Bhagya Banta. Kaupina Banta Khalu Bhagya Banta. All that we need is kopin. We wear kopin, langot, loin cloth is all that. You know, our demands are not much. Kaupina Banta Khalu Bhagya Banta. We are very bhagyavan. And what is bhagya? So vairagya, they are talking about jnana and vairagya. We are vairagis because all that we wear is kopin. We don't need many clothes. So this is our vairagya. And then jnana part is that vedanta vakyeshu sada ramantaha. Vedanta vakya. We are always absorbed in vedanta vakyeshu sada ramantaha. We are always absorbed in vedanta vakya. Khalu Bhagyavanta, we are very fortunate. We are very special species. But then we even know from the staunch preacher of Mayavad, Shankaracharya, he was also in Banaras and he saw one old person, very elderly, and he is still reciting, he's learning background, grammar, and is, you know, memorizing, and is wherever he goes, he's just saying some Panini sutras wherever he goes. And he says, hey, you fellow, wake up. There's Bhaja Govindam, Govindam, Bhaja Moodamate, Moodhas. Like Kapil Dev has a Kama Moodha. Kapil Dev, Kama Moodha, you Moodha, you fool. Nahi Nahi Rakshati. Sannihite kale nahi nahi rakshati. At the time of death, this knowledge of your grammar is not going to help you. You should worship Bhajagovindam. In the same Banaras, this Shankaracharya had to say this. And then we are coming to an end. Harir nama, harir nama, harir nama. Kalau nasteiva 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 gadiranyatha. Meaning, nasti, nasti, nasti. There is not, there is not, there is. Why three times? Means Lord cannot be achieved by karma. Again there. Lord cannot be achieved by karma. Lord cannot be achieved by jnana. Lord cannot be achieved by your yoga. Harir namaiva kevala. Establishing Harir nam is the only way. Nasti, nasti, nasteva. Not by this process, not by that process. Not by jnana, karma, yoga. Harir namai vakevala. And then to establish this dharma. So there are lots of misunderstandings and there's a big competition, rivalry, and each party wants to prove that they are the superior, they are the best ones. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and other parties have said so many things. Some party also said, I was just in Burma. Party there talks of zero, everything zero, shunyavad. Everything nirvan, zero, enter into zero. Voidism, void. And then Shankaracharya appears, he says, no, no, not zero, one. In the place of zero, he establishes one.
You know, then the four Vaishnava Acharyas appear, especially Madhva Acharya, not zero, not one, two. Take photograph, two. Victory for two. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, he's not zero, not one, not two either. Simultaneously, one and different. Vedabhed. Because there's so much prachar, talk of one, so get public, everyone away from that one, the two had to be stressed. So when Acharya stressed this two, they stressed a little too much. Because they had to do it because it was one was stressed so much. So then these two living entity and the Lord, they are kind of intimate relationship, they are close, they are very similar in many ways. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, there's one and different, not only two different, but the one and. So now no one else is going to come. Zero is over, one is finished. And then these two also played some good role. But then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes and he has taken all the good, two good qualities from each of those Vaishnava Sampradayas and made a wholesome, complete Sampradaya, the body of knowledge, school of thought, this Gaudiya Vaishnavism. And this has been established. And this is now here to stay. Vanarpita charim jirat karunaya utirnaha kalau samarpitum unnata ujvala rasam svabhaktim sriyam. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given anarpita, something that was not given before. To deliver that he has come achirat. After a long time he has come to deliver something that was not delivered before. And what is that? Unnata ujvala rasam. And that is madhurya ras. Unnata ujvala ras. Sarva bhakti, what? Sarva bhakti rasa sar. Sarasiromani sa. Jaya jaya ujvala rasa. Jaya jaya ujvala rasa. Sarva rasa sar. Sarva rasa sar. The sense of all the rasas is madhurya ras, shringar ras. That means Radha, Krishna, them together and worshipping them, serving them in devotional service, bhakti yoga, and Vrindavan Dham, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vrindavan Dham is the topmost dham. Not only you worship Aradhyo Bhagavan, Brajesha Tanaya, son of Nanda Maharaj, you worship, and you also worship Vrindavanam. Vrindavan is also worshipable. And when you worship, you need some kind of heroes, some example. The gopis. Ramya kachadupasana vrajavadhuvargenaya kalpita. Vrajavadhuvarga, gopis, their devotion. Their example is the topmost. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's established. Then Srimad Bhagavatam, among the scriptures, Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. And then, what about this? The Purusharthas, he says, no, Pancham Purushartha. Prema Humartho Mahan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam, Tatrajaro Na Paraha. And this is the opinion of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu appeared and he has established all this topmost principles, and then he has given mantra also. Topmost mantra is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. So Dham, Vrindavan Dham is a topmost Dham, and then Radha Krishna are the worshipable deities. Then mantra also has to be related with Vrindavan. Vrindavan mantra is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. This is Radha Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna is Radha Krishna. The topmost dham, Vrindavan, and worshipable deity, Radha Krishna, Unnata Ujvala Rasam, and then Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam as Amala Puran, and mantra, yes, mantra, Hare Krishna, and Harir Nama Eva Kevalam, and
by performance of this chanting, this sankirtan, which is a bhakti yoga prayojitaha, then what happens? Janayati ashu vairagyam jnanam. As we don't realize, Prabhupada said, actually, you know, we don't realize how it happens. We sit down, we're listening to Bhagavatam, and what happens? Janayati ashu vairagyam jnanam. This is all happening. By the end of Bhagavatam class, there's additional jnanam, additional vairagya is produced. If this is done regularly, Srila Prabhupada talks unflinching faith and like that, oral reception, oral reception. Then the end result is jnanam vairagyam. And quickly, it's only Srila Prabhupada was in New York maybe just 6 months or so, and then he had been doing this, performing bhakti yoga, getting others, involving others in bhakti yoga, the newcomers, American boys and girls, the first team, and he was getting them to chant and dance, and he was feeding them personally, getting them sit down, serving. Prabhupada would serve, he would cook, he would do everything. They would all sit down and take prasadam, and then they go away. Srila Prabhupada would wash the pots also. So doing all this. So within 6 months, as they were coming, then Prabhupada asked, yes, who is ready to follow? He talked, first time he talked about the four regulative principles. Anyone ready? And all those who were present, they all raised their hands. Yes, we are ready to be with you, join you in your mission, ready to follow all the principles, four regulative principles. Isn't that ashu? That's quite quickly. It's quite quick. No meat eating and no this and no that. Then what? What is life? In the West, is a no meat eating. Come, enjoy Hare Krishna movement, you know. And the middle of that devotee says, we follow these four regulative principles and come and enjoy. What? No meat eating, and no this, no drinks, no this, no, and come and enjoy. What is that? They can't relate to this. So that's the kind of culture, Western, all over the world now. But then devotees, they're ready. So that's bhakti yoga prayojita janayati ashu vairagya. Jnanam cha yada hitukam. And some of them have become now these acharyas or gurus, and same lifetime or within few months, few years, 5, 10, 20 years. This is the proof of this verse, what verse is talking about. Performance of bhakti yoga is very powerful process, and it just changes you from within. There's a revolution in consciousness. And this bhakti yoga is like going, taking a lift instead of taking the stairways, going by the steps. This is karma, jnana. Also you make some progress, but very slow, very slow. And you may get stuck and think, oh, I have reached, I have achieved, I am there. That trouble is also there. But bhakti yoga brings you all the way to the top, and very quickly, ashu vairagyam jnanam jayadayitakam, or brahma darshanam, vintak darshan also. Okay? Up there? Alright, so we'll stop here. The bell rang a few times, before it, one more time, please.